Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, and this is Psychic Jethro, and I want to tease you guys today. It is a Friday, and we have a lot of fun going on. We're having a lot of individuals here. We've got a wonderful Friday night show, and you guys know it's at 9 p.m. time, and I say we, but our phenomenal hostess, the one and only phenomenal person that you're going to love so much, and it is, who is it? It's Friday, and it's the beautiful, magical Patty Negri. Patty, how are you tonight? Got here, and Patty's calling in on Skype. Patty, how are you doing tonight? Okay, we are waiting with the phones. She has to call in the show at 773-897-6461. Those of you who've downloaded the new Skype is what's happening. I found out today that there's three programs. Dina Flanagan, our phenomenal psychic in Maine, and we worked on two other shows yesterday and some news work, and it's the new Skype. We're having a little bit of difficulty. Those of you who did download or didn't, sometimes it won't let it pick up, so I have to have our hostess call in. The fun thing that we're going to do tonight is this is Friday, and the enjoyable part. So those of you who've been tuning in and keeping track of our new Psychics Gone Wild room, we are giving away not only new positive prizes and new fun, but we've turned it into a really fun room. Last night was a lot of good times to sit there and talk and work with each other on it. So those of you tuning in, make sure you can do it. And they said, no matter what happens or what goes in, the guys are telling me that it's also completely going to be one of those fun times. So we're going to take this and just go ahead and do it like we do it. Those of you who can call into the show, you take your telephone and you call it. It's 773-897-6461, and then we go through the phone. I'm sitting here. The way I was able to do this tonight is to do it through the telephone. So that's the only way that I'm going to be able to pick up the calls. We're going to grab a couple of those phones and let's just have some really good fun. I love the fact that when this happens, you know that it's not just the system, it's the fun of the energy. We have a little bit of a wonderful time here with all of you guys going. We're going to take just a minute and ask Linda Irwin to come up and do the Bitmap Boogie. Yes, we got you, Patty. Hang on, we're going to book you.
Oh, good. Okay, yay. I'm like, I'm here.
We found it. It's nice. Thank you. welcome all of you. And as I was saying earlier, there is a little problem with Skype. We have quite a few trying to call in tonight. The best, most way to do it is to call 773-897-6461. Those of you who tuned in last night with our other radio show with me and Dina Flanagan and the other individuals know that we've been doing the excellent part. It just seems to be something we have, a little bit of a glitch on Psyche's Gone Wild. We've always been wild, so maybe it's a good thing that we have it. I do know that Skype has a new system, and sometimes it is not letting people pick or add you in. So welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. Those of you who got a lot calling in, the new room is working real well. If you're into the real Psyche's Gone Wild room, it is an open room, and we're having a lot of fun there. The prizes tonight, there's 5 big prizes. So those of you who have been waiting all day, get ready, because it's 7 o'clock, it's Friday, and we're bringing her in. The one, the only, the phenomenal actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist. I'm talking about the communicating when she was a toddler at the age of 8 years old doing a seance. She works on radio, TV. She's the most funnest fun on Friday. It's Patty Negri. How are you, Patty?
I am good, Jethro. Glad to be here. It was so funny. I was listening on the computer, and you're going, and here's Patty. I'm like, I can't talk to my computer. I'm like, I'm waiting by Skype. I guess I should call in. Okay, it was like, keeps us on our toes.
Patty.
That's all I can say is it keeps us on our toes.
It is. When I pick up this ones on the Skype, I'm going to tease them because I'm sure these aren't. For some reason, I had called your number enough. I think Skype got scared, so it sent me 2 Skypes, and I'm not sure if it's a deadline. We'll laugh and talk to ourselves. If it's not, we'll find out if there's a trying to be Patty, because, you know, it's okay to copy and love someone, but let Patty be the original. Don't scare me again, you guys. We got a fun thing going on tonight, and we are having a blast, Patty. Everyone knows the final prize tonight, and it will be the last prize given away tonight. It is a half an hour psychic reading with the one and only Patty Negri. We've had so many contacts. Our new room right now is holding 591 new individuals. We are going strong. Those of you who knew the old Psyche's Gone Wild room and had a lot of problems, put your answers and stuff in there. Email me tonight. We've got a lot of you guys that always have had questions. Whole new crew of people. I have someone here, Darren. I didn't know that Patty was so beautiful. I had heard that I was supposed to tune into this show tonight. I am really having a good time in Canada. Me and my wife are sitting here. Patty, you rock. We are looking at all the things you do, and you'll definitely be hearing from us on Facebook. So that's what we've got going on, you guys. You're going to have to bear with us. We're a little new on the wings, but a fun group. We've been doing it for quite a while, actually 3 years on this show. And Patty, we've got some questions here from them. Those of you know Patty doesn't only do mediumship. Patty's a phenomenal psychic with the ability to be able to talk, communicate, and see your future. Patty, we have an individual here that's writing in about her animals. We all are doing Psyche's Gone Wild, and she's asking tonight to ask with you, Patty, if you have any idea why her husband has been having all these problems with the animal that had passed away. She's saying that she's writing here. Let me read it to you. I'm trying to find it on here. Okay. She's wrote me on it. We had a lot of people writing. You guys got to remember, I'm one guy, and if 500 of you email me at one time, I yell mommy. So, okay, we've got it here. Thank you. We're writing in, and it's, Patty, I need to ask you, my husband and I have been having this really odd problem. Our animal was a cat that we had loved for many years. Her name was Tibby, and Tibby would always come into our house and was very a timid cat. We had worked with her for 14 years. She was found outside of our house, and we became her owners. The problem I'm having is Tibby has passed to the other side. And now, due to my husband has picked up this really insistent habit of drinking, and he has been coming home a little more tipsy than usual. When I had gotten upset with him before, Tibby would do odd things to him, and we always joked that maybe I was a witch. Patty, is it possible that I'm sending my cat from the other side to do these horrible things? She has done some horrible things, like wet on his pillow and a few other disgusting habits I cannot say right here. Is this possible?
From beyond, she's done that. My. Well, you would be the one to know if you were you would not be unconsciously doing that. You could have what you really need to do is have that conversation with your husband about his issue, how you can support him in it without enabling in it, and let him know what your needs are within the relationship. I am getting the vibe that your little kitty is hanging around doing things, but again, it's not your creation. You are not a witch or doing, and which is a good word. You are not the one that's out there making the spirit kitty do these things. The spirit kitty, just like we did those things before, we're doing those things now. Mommy's upset, and this is how I get back at Daddy.
Oh, that we got them right in there. A lot of people are commanding, going, Patty, you know, the really funny thing is, do you have? We know that you have an animal. Does your dog able to do things with the magic? Can you feel Dora as she talk with you psychically?
Yes. Dora and I have been communicating since the day I got her when she was a puppy. She loves, as most animals do, dogs and cats and I think birds for that matter, love magical workings. Like if you're doing a circle or a spirit circle or a ritual of any kind, creating that sacred space, they love to be a part of it. And most of you will notice that your animals see things. They really do see beyond the veil. You might sit and watch, what is your dog staring at the corner for, going up and down and round and back, or your kitty cat? They're not staring at the corner. They're seeing things that you just don't see. And if you, like, crunch up your eye a little bit, you just might be able to see them, too. But, yes, Dora and I have been communicating like it's the English language since she was a puppy. I know what she wants. I know what she needs. I know when she's mad at me. I know why. I know when she's being a brat. She communicates. And so do my two cats. They can. We just have to listen.
I love it. Lisa De Niro is writing in to Patty asking, Patty, I have to ask you this question of my daughter. My daughter is 17 years old. The reason I'm writing to you about the question is my daughter has decided to take up white Wiccan arts, I would call it. I'm not sure exactly what she's doing, but she has been doing these little positive rituals and other things. My husband assured me that it was okay, and I have really never had anything against it. I just don't have a lot of articles on it. So I've begun studying these objects and subjects, and that's why I ran into your name on Psychics Gone Wild. I hope you can help me with this because I do feel that I'm encouraging her to have her own spiritual belief. I just don't want her to go the wrong direction. Any ideas?
Yes, I think it's beautiful. And she is looking, Wicca and witchcraft are somewhat two different things. People get them confused. Wicca is a religion. Wicca is a belief system. It's a goddess-oriented and bringing in that feminine aspect of divinity and God. It's goddess worship. It's a beautiful religion in itself. Witchcraft is the art of doing magic. Witchcraft is the art of spell working and casting. You can be a Wiccan witch, of course. Most are. You can be a Christian witch. Most people don't know that, but you can. You can be a Buddhist witch. You can be an atheist witch. It's that part of taking, you know, being the architect of your own life, working with elements, working with spirits to create what you want. What she's doing, I mean, yes, watch her, but it's less likely she'll get into any dark arts or anything bad than somebody else who is being oppressed and can't look into their spirituality. Because Wiccan, if that's what she's looking into, or positive spell working, it's shamanistic, it's earth magic. It's giving respect for the earth, respect for life, respect for the planet. I would be jumping up, if I had a daughter and she was looking into that on her own, I would be jumping up and down because I remember when that was me. I would be breathing easier.
We've got a lot of individuals. You guys, we will get to the phones. We do a lot of readings all around the clock. It's linked from our emails and out. Go to psychesgonewild.com if you'd like to be in our prizes. On the third side of the screen, you will see a left thing that says contact us. And when you push that button, it will come up and say, this is how to put in for your prizes. Do put in because we have some phenomenal prizes. We will be giving away some worry dolls from Guatemala. They're beautiful package little dolls that you are to put under your pillow, and they take away your worries. They're also a very fun, positive way for a lot of individuals to work with their dream energy. It has little directions that come in it, and it will be given away tonight. We also have two phenomenal sets of Linda Irwin's collage music, so those of you tuning in, we will be giving those away. Like I said earlier, the phenomenal prize is Patty Negri's reading. We also are giving away little odds and ends as we go through the night. I have given away, those of you at Facebook who are coming in, we're giving away prizes. We have Jan Bach Drake. I would love for you to give me a totem reading. Patty Negri's on tonight. I have to ask my husband, but I'm going to call in tonight. My number is actually up there, Jethro, and I see your number. I will get you in. I know a lot of you guys are trying to get in. You're trying every way you can. We do love you, and we want to have you guys understand this is the fun about Friday. Call in. Know that we're going to give you one question, and we're going to go so many. I do have a lot of people, and we want to get everyone in. And out of fairness, if you have called this last week, week, then we know that you've already had that reading. Having six of us read you the same question or about the same things is not only out there, it's just kind of a little bit different for what we do, because we want to respect the guides. As you know, so those of you calling, we love all of you. We're going to be grabbing those phones, and starting out, we're going to grab one right away that's been waiting a while. 206, how are you, 206? This is Psyche's Gone Wild.
Oh, is that me?
It's you.
Whoa, that's so cool. I'm the first one. Now I'm Raul, first time. Thank you.
Welcome, Raul. We love having you on. I could tell that your energy here, you got in on the phones, and it's like they're doing some really cool stuff, Raul. As I was saying, we ask you because of time, what question would you like us to look at, and where do you want to go?
Yeah, this is a career. I think a little bit of everything. It's more like a career. I have two jobs there that meet the requirements, you know, pay the bills, but I want to jump into something completely different, and I don't know how to go about making the transition. I get a little anxious, things like that. I don't know if I'm being a little too broad.
You've got beautiful energy. Wow. You do, Raul. What I'm saying, no, just do it organic. Do it slowly. I do see you going into career versus the jobs. That doesn't mean, no, don't go quit your jobs and go, okay, now I'm whatever you want to do. Look at the numbers. Look at what it is. Start that off, and opportunity is just going to come to you. I completely see opportunity coming to you, but you just have to go slow and easy. There's messages for you in numbers, if that makes sense. I don't know. So
could you say that again, please?
There's messages for you in numbers. Numbers.
In numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, you know that?
I know what you mean.
Okay, good. So pay attention to that. Just open up your awareness a little bit. You know, don't go chuck your other jobs out the window, but give them your all while you have it, but really start putting all that extra energy and create that energy, what you want to do, and in doing it, and that opportunity will arise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Agree with Patty. I mean, thank you, Raul. Make sure you tune in. We're giving away some prizes tonight. You know, one of the phenomenal prizes is reading with Patty for half an hour. All you have to do is go to psychesgunwall.com, put in. We do ask you to give us a little bit of email, snail mail to contact you. I had a person write in, D. Bial, I don't know who you are, but she wrote down, haha34. I don't know how to contact haha34, but you would have been a prize winner tonight had we got out with haha34 beats. So you got to give me a little more. We are psychic, but if you do it in haha34 code, I don't know. So we love you, Raul. You know, stay with us and listen in. You're invited. Thank you for listening to one of our new listeners. And we have a part of a craziness happening here. It's wild and it's out of this world. We are doing Psychic's Gone Wild stamps. Those of you who are getting your packages, make sure you check. The prizes that are going out tonight, we're going to grab one right away. Here is the winner tonight of the Worry Doll plus a bracelet from one of our sponsors, Lady Arango in New York City, a beautiful handmade bracelet. It is Jen Nadell. You are a winner in here in Pennsylvania. So, okay, Jen, this will be sent to you. You will enjoy this package and have a great time. We are going to be giving away four more prizes, you guys, so don't get all wound up. We've got a couple more questions here a little bit. Patty, I have to know, you talk about magic quite a bit. This really scares me sometimes when I think about the fact that what if I'm doing this and I put the wrong thing together or I make the wrong sound? I always love listening to you and Jethro talk, but I can't, I'm afraid to do your dollar one, because if I do the wrong sound, what if I end up with a bunch of bills instead of money? Please let me get over my fear of why does magic make me nervous? Is there a phobia I might be having?
It's just because it's the unknown, and everyone's a little uncomfortable with the unknown. Don't be afraid. You really cannot do something wrong. If it's all about your intent and the purpose of why you're doing the magic. So, you know, you used a red candle instead of a purple one. Perfect. Oh, you said ah instead of ee. Okay, perfect. It's all in the intent. What you're doing with magic is you are creating that picture. You are creating that energy, whether you're working with a dollar bill and words that you're writing on it, whether you're working with herbs, whether you're working with oils, whether you're working with visualization. It's actually a combination of all those things. So you can create that energy of that really creating what you want. So there is no hard and fast rules of doing it, and you really can't do something wrong. The only way you do things wrong in magic is if you had bad intent about it. If you're doing something to hurt somebody, to manipulate somebody else, to do something on somebody else without their permission, that's going to come back and kick you in the butt. That's going to that's the coin you pay. You don't want to do that. But as far as saying wrong words, anything, it's all about your heart. Come from your heart, come from your intent, and you can't do anything around. And it's building that energy. I'm sitting here, standing here now, you guys can't see me, rocking back and forth, whether you're chanting and I'm burning and I'm burning and I'm creating and I'm loving, and then you shoot it off to the universe. It's you are creating that thing right then, right there. It's like your pie is in the oven, your cake is baking, and that's what the magical working is. So don't be afraid. Just take a deep breath and trust your intuition. Trust your heart. Learn what you can learn. Okay, these herbs do this. These colors do that. This candle means that. And then what a good magician does is once you know that, you throw that out the door, just like a good tarot reader, and then you go with what you know, with your intuition. You listen inside. It's all in the blood. It's all in our memory. It's all whether we're tapping into the Akashic Records or the Great Consciousness or your ancestry line or the aliens, whatever you want, you're tapping into, we have it in us. It's learning
love
how
it.
To tap into it.
And I agree, and all of you tuning in are going, we're talking about magic tonight, get ready to get excited. Patty has such a good point when she brings up intent. Those of you who've been to my classes and my stuff, I got to use my Frank story, so bear with me. Those of you new, it's a great story to talk about magic and intent. In high school, I had a very good friend of mine named Frank. We played basketball together, and we're very good, close friends. Frank and us got together, and those of you who've read my book, Psyche's Gone Wild, and my book, Living in the Realm, will notice in there that I talk about Abby. Abby was my White Wiccan, very positive teacher, very good, very magical person, and she had a something that she told people that you could use to help bring people, and you could do the enchants. Long story short, Frank had a crush on somebody in school and wanted to be in with the clique group. Sheila was her name. I can say her name. We are very good friends now and still joke. I know her and her husband. He wanted to be with Sheila. Well, what he did was Frank turned around and did this intent by my help, taking it to him, which my teacher had instructed me never to give these things out to people, only learn to use these things to bring positive love in. Me being a teenager, thinking that we could take this to a level, we put it together and we put all of our intent behind Sheila being with Frank. It did work. We had lots of love going there. It was really great. The problem we did, because we were in puberty and we weren't thinking, is we put it such a strength of two together that so was Sheila's friend Carol had a crush. So was a girl named Beverly who was really kind of ornery. Long story short, things went a little crazy. Frank had a little bad time at school because every time he turned around, he had a woman who was very attracted to him, not liking the other one, and we decided to do it. We talked to Abby. Abby taught me to bring this thing out, break this energy of what I put together, and like Patty said, it never hurt anyone, but just be careful of your intent. Learn from Jethro and Frank's intent. Make sure what you're doing is a good intent to everyone involved. Sheila still teases me. She goes, it was the worst heartburn she ever had, is what she tells me. And I said, you never ate anything. And she goes, Jethro, stay in the food business. You're excellent at food. Your spell casting gave me an odd feeling in my tummy. So you guys just loving and tuning in. This is a story from Jethro's life. I've got so many of you guys writing in. Patty, I just got to tell you, this is the most fun I've had. I'm new to the room. I'm new to Psyche's Gone Wild. Derek told me all about you on his radio show, and I listened to it last week. I've got to ask this through there. Patty, if I were to contact my aunt from the other side, could she tell me where some of her possessions are? Because we have not been able to find her necklace. Her necklace is from Hawaii, and it means a lot to us.
Oh, I can't answer that for her, but if she wants to, she certainly can. That's one that I've worked with people a lot. Where's the lost so-and-so? Where's the lost so-and-so? Sometimes they will give actually direct messages. Look in the third drawer to the left at Uncle Bob's house. It's hidden under three pairs of panties. And sometimes they get real creative, and I like to do it in almost like a game, almost like a mystery game, and hints and cues and tips and things. But if you're feeling drawn to that, and the stuff is really important, she really, really may help you out. I can't guarantee it because, again, the spirits have that free will, too, that we have. And if she doesn't want to tell you, she won't. But more than likely, if it's something and she knows it's important to you and it's lost or hidden somewhere, a really good chance of it, yes.
And Gina, go ahead and get a hold of Patty at PattiNegri.com. And if you go ahead and get in with her a session, half an hour, send it to me, Psyche Jethro, at AOL.com. And we'll pay for your half an hour session or what you want there to do with half an hour. I can do. I better watch you guys. You'll be getting 3 hours out of me. I know you. Half an hour. And then we'll pay for it. And then you can come on the show with us and talk with Patty about this. We very much open that. And I thank you for putting down your positive input. And yes, I know the silly one on their fish is, it's from my son. I like it too. It's a little adult, so if you guys are a little bit scared of the cartoons, don't open them, because some of them are funny, some of them are very adult. We've got two other people writing in. Patty, this is Paul from Kansas City. I have to ask you, when I was listening to the show, you told everyone before that they were able to raise their energy and go with it. You have got to one of the best energies around. I've got to tell you this. 3 months ago, I listened to the show, and you were telling the gentleman, Prince, to do this and that he could change his life. This has changed my life. I also was working at a grocery store and was being a cashier there. I had worked there for 14 years with no chance of any movement or change in my life. And they politely let me know that if I wanted to, I could go ahead and give my notice, because that's the only kind of job change I was going to have. My feelings were hurt very much the night I listened into the show. I have taken your advice to heart. Today, I am working with some friends, and we are working at a university here in Kansas. And I got to tell you, Patty, you are one of the best people in my life. Remember this from Paul. You changed my life. Oh, that's whoa.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Paul. That touches my heart.
Yeah.
People just need to claim that power. We are the architects of our life, or we're supposed to be. People just don't know. People haven't told them that. We've become victim to what we think everything around us. And, yeah, no, we can't control everything that happens to us, but we can completely control how we react to it, what we do with it. And that is what changes everything. And that is what is empowering.
Love it. Those of you grabbing into those stamps, make sure you're getting our newsletters, and we have discounts right now that are headed out. And those of you that will be receiving them in the mail, we just got the Dina Flanagan and Linda Irwin stamps out. So you guys will be checking those. We've still got the Patty and Jethro out there. We have friends telling me, what are you going to do with those stamps? You got to collect, have five of them. We already have people tuning in, sending me that on Psyche's Gone Wild. I've got five stamps. I'm ready to go. You're qualified for the big $500 prizes. We're going to do Psyche Trivia. And remember, Psyche's Gone Wild. The question we had this week that you gave you one of the answers, what two hosts on Psyche's Gone Wild share the same birthday? That's a very good one. If those of you don't know, it's Psyche Jethro and the Intuitive Chris. We both are November 12th birthdays. So keep that trivia down. What is Jan Bach Drakey's dog's name? Gypsy. What is Patty Negri's dog's name? Dora. So you guys keep track. Remember to have these information. These will be what will win the prizes for you. You want to keep track of all the information, because we do. We will be asking trivia questions on throughout the shows for the winners that will be coming up here next month. It's fun. We're going wild. I'm ready to grab the phones. I know a lot of you waited. I know it's a little frustrating, but the better part is we get to know you and you get to know us. If we just did phone, you'd be listening to everybody else and going, okay, who are they? You know, so it is actually a blessing. 770. Uh-oh. How are you, 770? It sounds like you're calling in from Mars.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Hey, great. This is a great show. The first time I phoned up today, I said, you guys seem like putting together a great program. I have a quick question here. Spiritually, I've been cultivating a lot, and I'm also working on my own project. We're supposed to form some partnership or some angel investment or something, and it's supposed to get everything wrapped up, but then we have one key person, like, happen to be on vacation a few weeks, and then another key person have to go through a major surgery or whatever. Everything got delayed for almost 2 months, and everyone in the team was so frustrated. Can you help me, maybe, tell me, you know, what we need to do? Like, we have to be more patient, or cultivation-wise, we have to be, like, just adjust ourselves, like, just wait a little bit further or something like that?
Yes, sir. You want to go?
I do, but I need to get your name to get permission from your guides to read you.
Jim.
Jim, no problem. I do feel that they're telling me with you and the guides here and you calling in that yes, that it is there. And I feel like it is what Patty was talking about, the manifesting. I see you sitting down, seeing it, doing it, and seeing it already happen, going through the phase of it. I am picking up a lot of emotion around this project. I feel that you have some people that I call flighty Cathys. They're like, la, la. And you're like, okay, just calm the monkeys. Chill it down. Let's keep the circus in space. And I see you doing that. You know what I'm saying? I know I can feel you. Yes, you're first time for our show, and you get along with Jethro. That's good, because I talk my own Jethroism. Talk with the monkey. Get them down with the relax. I feel you're very good at that. I see you handling their energy of it, and then I see you going, Jim, really strong. I'm getting a very positive card of travel, move, and a shift. What I don't feel the travel's like you out of there. I feel it's a move within you doing of, okay, we're going to put this into a basis and keep everyone at a positive flow, because it's very frustrating. I feel like some of the communications you've got, I keep seeing that, like I said, those little flighty Cathys going, woom, and they're doing their little things, but you're keeping them all like ducks in a way of going together, and it's really positive. They're telling me that as you are developing this project, remember, this is the write down and keep track of this, because this way that you do this is going to get this through. It's like getting through the system, and I feel that you're really through almost to a breakthrough is what they're showing me with money. I see money coming very soon. Patty?
I agree 100%. And remember, time, I know it gets frustrated a couple of ways. Time means nothing to the universe. It does to us, and so that's what gets frustrating. But no, it's all just a blip. I completely agree with Jethro.
So we're the same people, same team. We're going to put everything together. You know, we're going to work together, right? And it's pretty soon, or something like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you for calling. How did you find
Thanks.
Us? You got all your
Thanks.
New people, and I've got like four Patties came up on the phone. This Skype's scared of us. Tell us, did Skype call you? Jim's gone. He's laughing. I think we scared him. But we were teasing about the calling. I don't know what's going on, but they just sent me another one. And I got the real Patty Negri, so thank you guys, but we're good. We have a lot of calls and a lot of fun, so you guys hang on. Lots of new people. I have someone writing me, Jethro, I've listened to the show for 14 months. Every time I call in, I can't get in because the top of the queue or something, they told me that I had called in. I've waited and waited, and I've only been dropped off a couple of times. Explain to me the numbers of this. It's really simple. It's good. It's like people call in, 30 or 40 call into our queue. We take a maximum of 200 people at a stop. So they call in, they get on the queue, and then those people hold the queue. And then what goes on is if we're going down here, I'm running down the queue with different numbers. You could call in on that set, and you could be in our 200 on the third, or actually it takes it in the fourth set. I know I sound like a mathematician, and you're like, okay, Jethro, long story short, you could be in there, and you've waited. I go right down now, and I can tell you, Patty is phenomenal. We've got 143 people right now who've called in over 57 minutes. So does that help what happens? I am running through, and just so you know, we love you. And the best part is to go to psychicsgonewild.com or one of us and get the reading. You're listening to the show. If I had went 14 months and heard all the stuff that Patty's done on the show and had a reading with her, they'd have to tie me down. I'd be a catty flyer. They'd have me with my hands tied in a little white jacket in the back going, well, I want to know what this woman thinks with me. That's the fun thing of why we do the show. Those of you tuning in, and if you're calling, and I'm calling because Bradley likes me and he has green eyes, should I keep looking at him, and we read that for you 14 times, you're missing the whole thing. You're getting us to give you what you're getting in energy, where if you're calling in and you're like, Patty, I want to know about my aunt on the other side. Jethro, would you tell me about that job that's coming? Linda Irwin, why is the ETs giving me the high sign when I'm driving by Walmart? Now you're getting serious. Now you're getting in there. So for us and for you, you know, it's like the questions, you want to really do that so that you get the most of this. Energy is positive going to you, but if you're just taking the energy, then it's just a matter. Am I correct, Patty? Am I saying that? Does that sound right?
You go perfectly.
I love all of you guys. We've got so many of you going, you two are great. I don't care what you say, Jethro. I'm going to call in all the time. I love that. Dieka, you're a wild girl. I hope I'm saying your name right. Dieka in New Mexico. You said that you got to see on the pictures all the fun things. You think Dora is a doll and you love our animals. And DC, love is out of this world, but you love her too. Okay, great. 785, you're on Psychics Gone Wild and we're live. How are you, 785? Okay, 785's a little tired. I will let them go back to that. It's okay. You know, if you're a little shy, I was shy until today. No, I'm kidding. I've never been shy. And there's another, let's do this, Skype. This is how are you? I just picked up the phone. I know you're not Patty. How are you, Skype?
Oh, good. Are you talking to me?
Yes, and for some reason it came up that you're a Patty, and I know you love Patty, don't you?
Well, I'm a Patricia.
Oh, so she is a Patty.
And you win, Patricia, because we were looking for someone to say the name. I was trying to get you to say I love Patty, but you just got in anyway. Our guest said you're a winner of a Patty fan, so you will win a prize too. So send me in the, you know, with it your name and Patricia. We'll remember that with on Patty's show. You had me scared because I thought that Skype was mad at me and they were throwing me every Patty in the universe now.
Except me.
Except for you, and we, you know, and the one we needed, we're like, where's the one who like does the show? Patricia,
thank you for taking my call. Thank you both for taking my call. Could I ask what the Patty or Jethro or both, what's going on energetically with me? Does my is it my ancestors or guides or angels want me to know anything or going on now or something I should know now or prepare for?
I get those are a lot of questions. But I get that you are at a transition point. You're feeling that? You're feeling like you're at a really nice shift point, a growth point, a change point? Maybe not real comfortable all the time, but it really is a definitive change in strength for you. Are you feeling that a little bit?
Yeah. I'm a full-time student as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's what you do, not who you are. But again, I see this kind of a magical time. Challenging, yes, but challenging, that's where the good stuff comes out of. I'm not getting a specific message. Maybe Jethro is, except for that this is a really good balance. It's a spiritual growth time for you, and it's a time for you to come into your power manifesting-wise, for you learning how to move that energy like we're talking. It doesn't mean you have to do magic or things, but you a little bit more really creating that reality yourself and manifesting, using that energy that way.
All right.
Jethro? Jethro?
That resonates really well, and thank you. And I was gone and back again, Patty. They took me out of the room, and I got to see many universes and come back. But I'm here now.
It's wild. But, yeah, I'm just getting strong that this is a very powerful time for you to wield your power, use your energy to create what you want. Things that aren't working, move them around a little. Make them work. Things that are working, enhance them.
Okay.
Take control.
Okay.
And you have some beautiful spirit guides. Do you know them? Do you talk with them? Have you?
I'm just learning to understand and really grasp, but I'm learning this. So I mean, excuse me.
Bless you.
Yeah. Bless me. Yeah. I'm just really learning, understanding my ancestors and guides and all of this. So this is new to me. And then plus, you know, finally just starting to live and using my talents and gifts, but, you know, still we're getting, you know, allowing fear and doubt and all this other, you know, stuff. And yes, I intellectually know, but we still move forward. But yes, I just, you know, learning to understand, I guess if I just ask, you know, who they are or what they...
Yeah, try different methods, whether through via meditation, via dream time, dream school. You know, just connecting, sitting with a candle, sitting with some, you know, find out. Because they're there and they are gathering around. I mean, that's what they have always been there. But it's that awareness that we're switching.
Okay. I'm just wondering, I'm feeling and sensing that that I should move forward and come forth and be of service and as an animal communicator now. I am certified with Reiki practitioner, let me say. And then I'm trying to get started locally. I don't feel guided to, you know, go on, you know, putting up a website or anything, but just, I guess, keeping it locally. I don't know, am I correct in that or?
Oh, yeah, I think yes, Patricia, you're corrected, and you're going through such an energy right now that the angels are telling me that's part of what this is going for you with. They're telling me that is you're putting out the other part of your double energy within your heart chakra, and I keep seeing this because the yin and the yang of the pink and the green are coming together for the unconditional yin and yang balance for you. And that there's something about the male side of your personality that's having to come through. I feel that you're strengthening that up, and they keep showing me that. They keep showing me that there's a part of you that's like, climb that mountain, do that strive. I keep seeing a male who looks like he's watching over, working with you, and I saw him with this very stern look, but very approval that he's like, see her go, he's like, see her roar, he's like, he's your male cheerleader, is what I'm going to call him.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And we love you, Patty. Patricia, we got ahead here. Thank you for calling in. Did you have a good time? I hope. I'm sorry we're trying to get everybody in.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And yes, follow your animal path. Start doing it.
We love all of you guys. They're coming in. We're grabbing those prizes to go ahead. And we're first pulling out the two, grabbing hold of Linda Irwin's music. Here we go. Here's our first one. Lori Connell, you're the winner here of all three sets of the collage. You'll be getting this in the mail 3 to 5 days from Tampa. If they have it their way, probably 7 to 8. I think they stop away on the way and have pizza. But it'll be there in a couple of days. It comes. And our next one we're pulling out from our email, Psyche's Gone Wild, is Elizabeth Sanchez in Texas. And I love this. This was a perfect one. I love Sunset Lagoon, Jethro. I think that Linda has a very good talent, but I would like to sometimes sing with her. Get a hold of us, Elizabeth. You'll be getting this in the mail. It comes from Psyche Jethro. Lazy Lane is my address on there. Check those stamps because you actually are one of the first ones to have a Linda Irwin stamp, too. This is all going out today. So we love all of you guys. Patty's in here. We still got that big prize. Patty Negri is going to give away a reading. We've got it in here. Oh, pick me, Jethro. I can't do it for chocolate cake. Now, that's not fair. They're trying to bribe me to get the reading from you. They'll give me cake. I do know where your restaurant is over there in Odessa, Florida, so don't be teasing me. You know, I will come over there and eat with you. So those of you tuning in, we're having a great time here, and so I hope you guys are too. We are Psyche's Gone Wild, and this is Jethro Smith and Patty Negri. Patty, tell them a little bit of what's going on. I know you've been on TV and everything this week.
Yeah, this has been a really good week. I had a show, and I think it might even air tonight. It's been a couple nights on the Reels channel, for those of you who have that, a show called Mansion Hunters. It was kind of spooky fun. I did a seance at the home of a very famous celebrity murderer, the Black Dahlia. You guys, again, it was cut very, very much, but you get to see glimpses of a pretty heavy-duty seance going on. That aired this week, and I think it's going to air a few more days. And then I did post it on Facebook. If anybody wants to go to my Facebook page or my fan page, you can see it there. It will soon be on my website. I also got to do a late-night talk show this week, the John Kerwin Show, which it's on a network called JL. A lot of people don't know about it, but he's been on air 13 years, and he's won all sorts of Emmys. And I got to go play the, just like you're on, you know, the night show or late night, but it's you know, a cable version of it, but a big cable version. And it was fun. I got to be, the band played me in, and I'm waiting in the green room. And I had that pull pre-interview questions with the producers. And I read John a little bit, and they had two people from the audience come up, and it was fun. It was like I felt like a little kid playing. Next week I have a show that's airing on VH1. It's Nicole Richie's new show called Candidly Nicole. I'm actually giving her and Jamie a reading on that. So all sorts of good things. I've got all sorts of good other TV things coming on own shows and things. So I don't know. I'm just spinning around in circles going, yay!
I love it. All of you guys tuning in, this is Jethro and Patty on Friday. We are a little bit different time, you guys. We're doing a little bit of earlier time. And a lot of us asked from other individuals, my schedule, Patty's schedule. We're working with you guys. You gave us a little bit of a deal that this is a little bit. I know 9 p.m. Eastern time was a little late before. You were, a couple of you said 10 o'clock was just way out there for you. Now we're in on prime time. We've just had some more people, Patty's fans, my fans, coming in. Now we're getting everybody hit in this room. We've got to grab a hold of some of these phones. They're getting out of the hand. that. Okay. The next winner is Elizabeth Sanchez. We know you were just the winner from Texas, and Lori Connell just won the CDs. We still have yet to play for Psyche Jethro's free aura reading and Patty's half an hour reading. So you guys go in the Psyche's Gone Wild room, the real Psyche's Gone Wild room now is the name of it, to get a hold of us, and I will be giving away that aura reading. And if you've sent into psychesgunwall.com, you can put in for that reading with Patty. It's getting exciting, guys. We're getting down to the last of who's going to win this baby. 216, let's do it with you. 216, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How's it going?
Really good. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
Jasmine.
Jasmine? Desmond?
Yes.
Great. Welcome to our wonderful show. You've got a little bit of a, you're a shy man or something. Your energy's a little bit of a, I feel that you have many depths of ocean about you or something, because you're like, I've got this woolly, intense energy kind of enveloping you. Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. I had a question or sort of insight. This lady at work, She's like 10 years older than me. She has a terrific personality. She kind of confines in me. But, I don't know if she's interested in me, or she just, like, being good friends. Sometimes she sends mixed messages. I don't know.
Jethro, love doctor.
I do, and I love this. And those of you tuning in, you guys got to go to Your Tango. I am the new psychic expert on love. I will be writing articles there on, you got it, love, sex, twins, anything to relate with the twin flame, the sexual, the love. I feel that this is happening between the two of you in energy with it. That I feel like this is strengthening up. Not only are you intellectually stimulating each other, but I feel that the communication between you two, it goes more deeper than what's happening. Desmond, I feel that this is going to build into something a little stronger. The guides are showing me that the most positive love and the intent for you is that you're putting out that work of what you need to have happen. I feel like there's something going here that you're doing that for her. The person that was around her, the male or the people in her life, are not this energy I just complimented you on. You're a strong person. Take that as a compliment. I'm not saying as in, you know, like you're out there picking up the table, scaring everybody, but I'm saying you're a very individual, that your presence is good and it makes her feel safe. I feel she knows that you're there to help her, where I feel that some of the other people in her life have been a little wavy or a little skittish, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I love the fact you said 10 years older. I think that I've had people ask about this as something that's a very common thing. Your heart and your spirit, though, you're more mature than your 10 years. So this is compatible. I feel that that's also what she likes with you in the part when you guys are talking, is you bring in her life in a really good energy, where the people that are her age that are doing this are not. Unfortunately, I'm not saying anything bad about us males, but sometimes as we get older, we get a little, if we're not careful, some of us can get a little cobwebby. You know what I mean? You know, I've just said it. I know, and I've got people emailing me already. Oh, Jethro, here we go. I'm going to call you on your house number. Well, you can call me, but it's the truth. And what I feel is that you put that in her life. The angels are also telling me that you also are, you're a little bit sensitive about the fact that you need a real person with you. You've dated the girls. You don't want the game. You're ready to have the real system there. Is what I feel. This is a very positive. And I also, they're telling me that you two are strengthening each other with your other part of your life, that you're able to have this. I feel good things from this. I feel that you two are not hurting anybody by it, and I feel that it's going to grow into something really good.
Okay. I mean, it would be terrific just to be, if you just was a friend, you know, and I could deal with that.
Well, what do you want? Are you interested? Don't you feel a sexual pull, though, don't you?
A sexual pull?
A relationship pull, a sentimental pull, whatever you want to, like, more than a pull.
I could see the potential where it could be, because the energy is so refreshing for one another, so.
Yeah, I get that the age difference bothers you a little bit, so it really could be more titillating and cool and exciting for both of you than bothersome, but it's how you look at it. But I feel a little bit of hesitation there on that. But know that it's, like Jethro said, it's a good thing.
It's building. And you know what? It's better to build this way. I can tell you from experience, it does build to a better intensity with each other together. That wham, here we are with everything together, sometimes is like a great firecracker, but once it's gone, it's gone. But you two are building an intensity to each other that's there. I feel that's what they want. And I say they as in the guy that had someone going, what do you mean, what do they want? I got someone right, they go, what are you doing telling him that his friends are cheering him? Oh, no, you guys, see, you can't tell these guys anything. It's just like he's gone wild. That's what I'm getting, Desmond. We love you. Thank you for tuning in with us, you know, and can I ask you where you found us? We got a lot of you new in client, a lot of new people turning in. Was it Blog Talk, Google?
Blog Talk.
You rock. Thank you for tuning in. I hope to hear from you again.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We are going out of this world and back into this world. I have to ask Patty this, Jethro. I know there's only a few minutes of the show. Please, please, please. Okay. They're on there in Facebook. Patty, I have had 6 relationships in my life. Every one of the gentlemen has had something very much in common with the other, such as all of the gentlemen that I have been in relationship have a mother who's very afraid of faith and is very awkward about the higher power being something that's a very strong controlling God, and they have raised their sons to have this feeling. Is there something about me? Am I maybe a reincarnation of a witch or something that I keep finding these ladies who don't want me with their sons because they're afraid I'm doing bad things by being intimate with them? Oh my goodness. Okay.
Well,
you got me
again,
on the last there.
You are the common denominator to all these men. And not that you're a witch, that being that good, being that bad, but there's a lesson for you in it as well about, again, claiming your power and being your will. And so for some reason you're attracted to these men with these strong mother influences. They're grown-up men. They should get past that. But so I would say look at what the lesson for you in there is. And you, again, claiming your power and your strength, and what is bringing up that fear within them? But I don't see you as, you were, again, a witch can mean a whole lot of different things. I don't see it as, it's a karmic thing, but there was a thing where you've created something and you lived into this, and this is a comfortable place for you. Even if you don't like it, it's a comfortable place for you. It's almost like a shadow spawn that's been created, like a version of a servitor, where even if the same thing where people always attract the same kind of guy, even if it's like, I'm never going to do that again, and they come with the same kind of a guy, in a sense, that's what you're doing, because you need to resolve that issue. And you'll keep doing it until you do and get past it, and then any of them would be fine.
Ooh, and those of you tune in, do you see what we've got here? We talked a little bit about regression, a little bit about someone who has this, and the scare of fear of faith. Please, those of you who tune in, remember that. That's something that this is why we are Psychics Gone Wild. We're daring to do things that you would not have heard that. A good example, I laugh with Patty, and even for me, the word medium. You know, even a couple of years, 5-6 years ago, people would say medium, and people would get awkward, tense, and everything. Patty has been doing this for many, many years and has proven that she's able to go through the veil to do the positive work, to help the individuals there, and has brought back positive, you know, rapport for both sides of it. We've had physical proof and other work there. So those of you tuning in, this is the real part of being here with us on our spiritual journey. I love all of you that are coming with us. Let's grab 603. What about you, me, and Patty, 603?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say hi. It's Rose.
Welcome, Rose. Glad you did. Good to hear it. I don't know, you had sent the song to me, and I apologize, but I have a bunch of emails, and I couldn't find it. Rose is our singer. She's got a beautiful song on here, I Do Love You, and we've got another one she's got out, but I haven't had it. Someone told me it was on Facebook, and I apologize, Rose. I'm living in 2 towns, so you know I'm in Tampa, Florida, and Arlington, Virginia. So
yep.
In between my flights is when I get it, but please, please send it again. I apologize, and we'll get it in here. We want to hear your music.
Cool. Hey,
we love,
we got
to go. I know Rose has been on last week. We love you dearly. I apologize, Rose. It's trying to hold with it. You know, if we're not able to help some of you guys, we do love you and know that we're here. We just want to make sure we get in with the ones. Real quick, we've got 770. Have you been in? 770, how are you tonight? 770, is that a pilot light lit? If it is, please don't light a cigarette. Just saying, if it's helium, hang on to the balloon, baby. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what's going on with you, 770, but it sounds like you're a little bit, I don't know, it's okay. We'll just let that happen. And tuning in to this tonight, we have other individuals that are going through the work, and this is the work of putting out their meditations, their strengths. Remember, Patty, I know you had helped quite a few people, and they asked us quite a bit, and we have a lot of new ones asking, how do I go about having a seance that's safe? Is there any first guidelines or things that you insist that should be at my table, and should I do this at night, or should I do it in the day? Which is the best time to do a mediumship work?
Okay, mediumship seance, two different things, sort of, but they're doing the same thing. A seance pretty much, except for I've had to do them on TV a couple times in the daytime, a seance is at night, really. That's when, if you want to see phenomena and anomalies going on, lights and darks and shadows, you really need dark to do it. To be safe, yes, you need to have somebody who knows what they're doing or really look into, read some books, read some stuff. Have somebody who's a medium, preferably, if you can. Otherwise, that's what things like Ouija boards are working with, Ouija boards. And again, if you're afraid of a Ouija board, don't use it. It's like a gun. A Ouija board can be it's a portal. It's an opening, but you have to be very, very careful. Again, if you don't have a medium and that's what you're going to use to open things up, who you invite in, what you invite in, be extraordinarily specific. Good spirits, light spirits, spirits, deceased loved ones of people within this room. Set up guardians, warding. It's called warding, whether you work with the angelic realm, whether you work with the elemental realm, whether you work with the bright gods, whoever you work with, you've got to have set up your warding and protection. And if you get confused by all this stuff I'm saying, maybe you better work with a professional at doing this. It's real.
It's real, and we got all of you guys tuning in, and we got it. Now it's down to that time. Have you went to psychicsgonewild.com and put in for the prize? Because we're giving away the prize for Patty Negri's half an hour reading. Here we go.
Woo-hoo.
This is it. Woohoo! And it is Mary Lusican in Miami, Florida. I just love listening to the show. Patty, you helped me so much. I can't believe it. If I win this, I'm going to scream. Get ready to scream, Mary, because you just won. Here we go in Miami. Yay! We've got we will contact you, Mary, send you a little bit of information. I'll send this on to Patty, so Patty has your contact info too, and we would suggest that you know, so she knows who you are, that you contact Patty. And Patty, do you do scheduling over the line, or does she need to contact you and schedule?
No, she should do it. The online, I'm too in the moment to do that. She just needs to call me or email me, preferably call me, and we'll set it up together with a time that works for her. If she wants to email me, she can give me some time frames that work for her, day, evening, weekend, weekday, time frames, and we'll work with her that. But otherwise, just Mary, give me a call. Let's set it up.
I'm loving all of you guys. There's tuning in. I've got to tease them a little bit, and we got just a few minutes here. Patty, we've got to get you out to Arlington, Virginia with me and Kay. I could not believe the energy of going to the different places there in Washington, D.C., and finding the energies that were there. I thought of you quite a bit, and I remember when we were in California, and it would be in my gift. I'm always able to do the other abilities. But Patty, is there something you do, and this is my question, Psyche Jethro's to you, when you were sensitive or gifted like us, what do you do when you go to another town? Because I know you went out to Washington, D.C., and you had a great time. The first two times I've been out there, I feel like I've been bombarded by people who are still fighting from the wars.
Yeah, but what are you going to tune into? It's the energy you're going to tune into. I'm going to tune in what's light and what's good. Just like, you know, and you have to learn in protection of self if you're going into old places and big historical places. Work with energy. Put little protections around yourself. Work with bubbles and light bubbles and mirrored bubbles and things if you're really getting bombarded that way. Otherwise, open up your intent to what is positive, what is feeling good, what are those cherry blossoms in the thing, or the this, or the this. It's where you put your focus is what you're going to get. And I think maybe you're going in with a little bit of fear or a little bit of focus on the bombardment of what was here and what it could have been, and so that's what you're going to get. Change that focus a little bit, and you will change the whole view and the whole experience.
Love it. The winner of the Aura Reader in the room is Sandy Saylor. Sandy, I'll be reading your picture right there. As soon as we get done, I'll type it out right there and have it for you. You got your picture right here. Congratulations to all you winners, all you fun. Come back. Psyche's Gone Wild just got wilder. We're just at 7 p.m. Patty, tell them something before they push us out the door.
sign, like me or friend me on Facebook. Go to my website, pattynegri.com. Sign up for my blog so you can get notices of when I travel and tour or my TV shows or my movies and things like that. Just call, email, say hi. And where can they find you, Jeff? And, of course, at Psychics Gone Wild. Where can they find you, Jethro?
At jethrosmith.net or Psychics Gone Wild. And loving all of you guys. Remember, you have to schedule with me online because I'm booked a little bit, but it's only because of the shows. I want to get to you. Lazy Lane is Florida. Crystal Drive is Arlington. And love every one of you guys. You've made it very positive tonight. Thank you for calling again.